English food?
Well, I'm thinking of a bean.
Oh, excuse me.
Do you know of different kinds of string beans? Or green beans?
Black beans? Bush beans? Coal beans?
If you take the tops off turnips and cook them, what do you make a mess of?
Turnip greens are acidic.
What other greens can you, or do you use besides the turnip tops?
Except cabbage and collard, but I guess that's all.
We grow for wheat. If somebody had seven boys and seven girls, you might say he had a children.
Equal number of children.
And also, 14 would be a...
There's two children.
Okay, and would you say that he had not very many?
Not large. No, about two.
Okay, have you ever used the word passel? You know that word?
Yeah.
How would you use it if you did use it?
Well, probably that one term, passel of children. Yeah.
What's the outside of an ear of corn?
Shucks.
What's the kind of corn you eat on the cob?
A roasted ear?
What's the kind of corn that's tender enough to eat off the cob?
Could be the same thing.
Okay, or would there be any other name for it?
Cream corn?
What do you call the top of the corn stalk?
Yes.
What's the stringy stuff that comes out the end of the corn shucks and that you have to brush off the ear when you take the shucks off?
Corn silk.
The kind of small, yellow, crook-necked vegetable.
Squash.
Is there a name for it when you let it dry? What kinds of melons do they raise around here?
Watermelon. Cantaloupe.
Do you know other names for cantaloupe?
Mush. Mush.
What are the small umbrella-shaped things that you grow in damp cellars or in the shade?
Mushrooms.
What are the kind that you can't eat?
I don't know the difference. It's the wild
one. What do they call those instead of mushrooms?
Toasties.
What are they? You mentioned these before, but what are the large and green things that people sometimes pickle the rind of?
Water.
And do you know any different kinds?
Those?
No, I don't. If a man has a sore throat so the inside of his throat is all swollen, you say, he couldn't eat that piece of meat because he couldn't
swallow.